you know, the crock and the silver ones. Now, how many have paper cups in your house or plastic cups in your house? Probably everybody. That's some of our finest china, is paper cups and things. Sam's has them real cheap, and it beats washing dishes. And so the dishes stay in the cabinet. And some people, I know my mom's got a display. And on rare occasions, maybe Thanksgiving, she might get those out, and we'll eat off of those. Fine china. Well, it used to be called fine china. Everything comes from China today is not so fine. But the paper cups, when we're through with them, now Jerry gets on to me because I'm bad about just pouring out rinse alley water. I set it on the side because I'm coming back. I don't like to throw it away. I will eventually, but I don't like to throw it away. But it's disposable. In a great house, even in a good house, even in the Lord's house, listen close, even there are dispensable people and indispensable people. Now, you might say, well, I'm indispensable. Church would never miss me. You know, let me tell you what he said you can do in a great house. He said, if a man would purge himself, he could become a vessel of honor in the great house. The only difference between the disposable and the indisposable is purging. That when you purge yourself of iniquity and sin and evilness and lust, all these things, you become more valuable to God and to the kingdom of God. It's not that you can't be that, but you have to purge yourself of these things to become that. So even with God, we find there is this so-called hierarchy, if you will, of things that it's not that he doesn't care for one over the other. It's just that you show how much you care by the way you carry yourself. The Bible says that a man becomes a vessel of honor if he's willing to purge himself, and then he can become a vessel of honor in God's great house. So believe it or not, God does have this hierarchy of love. He has a value system of everything he created. Of everything he created. He created man a little lower than the angels. Now, I want to tell you something. Didn't mean he loved them less than the angels. And it's interesting how Jacob was willing to give up the things that he didn't love to keep the things that he does love the most. And I'm going to tell you, God is no different. Watch Hebrews 2 and 1. Therefore, we ought to give heed, the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Even the angels, when they were disobedient, he said, one place he said, if he cut off the angels, how much more is he going to cut off man, you see? Now watch. How shall we escape? This writer says, if we neglect so great a salvation, which was first began to be spoken of by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, with divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels hath he put in subjection the world to come. Now, wait a minute. It says, unto the angels he hath not put subjection the world to come, wherefore we speak. Who's going to rule the world? Who's going to rule the world? Whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man? Why does he have this love? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou would visit him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels, but thou crownest him with glory and with honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Oh, I'm just going to tell you real quick, God loves you more than the angels. God loves you more than those angelic beings. And delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime tormented to bondage. We have so many right now. My wife's mother is in a dying state. My Aunt Billy, in case you didn't know, the little lady that come with her oxygen bottle, she's passed away. I mean, one day she's here and the next day she's gone. And Cindy's mama is very ill, and she's like 90-something years old. And there's always this, you see, a Bible says a man would give all that he has to save his own life. And that's what the devil told about Job. He said, just let me touch him. He said, well, you can do anything but take his life, because a man will give all he has. Money becomes no object when you want to save your life. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels. Christ did not take on the nature of angels, but took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he was able to succor them that are tempted. If we read all this, it says that we were made a little lower than the angels, but so was Christ. Did you know the devil was an angel? Satan was an angel? Now listen close. Christ was made lower than him. And so were you. He, it says, was made lower than the angels. Satan was an angel. That through temptation, he would resist him and succor us. You see? If he had been stronger than the devil, well, yeah, that's a big deal. He's stronger than the devil. That doesn't succor me. That doesn't bring me into this thing. But because he made himself lower, and he could say, get thee behind me. Thou art an offense to me, to man, and to Satan, to Peter. He can call Peter Satan in one place. You're against me. And because he made himself lower, and then it says he became our brethren. He was not embarrassed to be called our brethren. That put him and I equal. Now he can secure my salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect a God that loved you more than he did the angels? A God that loved you more than he did himself. A God that loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, for whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. How are you going to escape that kind of salvation? He planned it out. As Jacob planned it out, the hierarchy of love. And Jacob went first. And guess what? Christ went first. And he was smitten. So we could escape. He was smitten that he had an escape plan. I'm not on a camel or a mule or a sacrifice or a bullock or a goat. I'm escaping with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, my brother. Hallelujah in the Lord. Hallelujah. He made a way for me when there seemed to be no way. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. As they come tonight, there's no way you and I can escape this love that he has for us. You know, the Bible talks about peradventure, you may find somebody that would die for a good man. I would like to believe if you have children tonight that you would give your life for your children or even your grandchildren. But outside of that, you may not be willing to give your life for anybody else. But God, how will you escape this? But God so loved us, while we were yet enemies of the cross, he died for me. You can't escape that. He said, unexcusable, inexcusable art thou, O man. There is no excuse not to embrace his love. Hallelujah. Peter, lovest thou me? Didn't just stop there. He said, do you love me? Not what he said. Do you love me more? Where's your priorities in love? He showed his. He'd been dead, resurrected. He was showing him his love. But where's your love? Do you love me more than? So where are you tonight in your hierarchy of love? How much do you love your neighbor? Did he not say to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind, and all thy strength? And the second is like unto the first. Love thy neighbor as. Where are you in that? Hallelujah. Treat others as they, as you would want them to treat you.